What's good? What's good? We are back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast. Today I'm going to react to a couple shorts, actually three of them. One with Bill Maher, and I think the other one is Pearly. I think her name is Pearly Insights, if I'm not mistaken. And this one that I saw that they played on Joe Rogan with this sheriff. But before we do that, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Whenever we link up, they go to be drink up. We sit down and relax and have few glasses when there's things to think about. Like I'm nice with the boss when I tend to the bars and I'm not talking drink ups. So tell the bartender that's tending the bar to please pass me a big cup of. And tell that waitress to speak. My eyes in it. No, I become witness like a spaceship that I be sitting in. No, listen to the waiting for that trouble. That'll take a taste for my pizza. No, I insist it's gonna
drizzle.
Drizzle.
Drizzle. Drizzle.
That's right. Do you Dizzle? Yes, I Dizzle. Check them out. DizzleBrand.com. Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur. A mixture of agave tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw Dizzle nice, and it's nice. You want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on our locations. Click on one of the top three links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. I think it's the most affordable link, and the shipping and handling might be slightly cheaper. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. And you can get the Dizzle merch. Go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on Dizzle Brand Store. You got the hats, t-shirts, hoodies, and more. And that actually rhymed. Okay, we're going to get into this first video, and it's a little short on from YouTube. It's Bill Maher.
Presidential contender Andrew Yang faced criticism because he said that SNL should not have fired comedian Shane Gillis over racist comments Gillis made about Asians. That's when the internet did what it does best and deemed Yang a racist for not being offended. Because if he wasn't offended, well, someone had to be. There was a study done last year where people were asked to rate their feelings about various races, and white liberals were the only group that has a bias against themselves. They want to hang out only with people who are not them. That's like your mother preferring the neighbor's kids. There is a weird self-loathing going on among white liberals, and it's not helping anyone. Lifting up those who society has cheated or forsaken, that's liberalism. Hating all things white is just tedious virtue signaling.
Okay, the video didn't play, the audio did, which is probably better for me because, you know, I had a video I reacted to before and YouTube removed it because, you know, they tried to say it was misinformation, which is basically anything the left disagrees with. But, yeah, I agree with him. I mean, that's why I like Bill Maher. He's willing to say what everybody else is scared to say. I guess he's got bigger balls than everybody. Just because Andrew Yang thinks that, doesn't get offended at some Asian racist remark, doesn't make Andrew Yang a racist. You know, I mean, y'all, earth to liberals on the left, Andrew Yang is Asian. You know, it's kind of like I don't get offended at somebody calling me a cracker honky, you know. Charlemagne the God says mayonnaise mammal all the time, man. I'm a big fan of Charlemagne the God. I agree with a lot what he says. Not everything, you know what I'm saying, but I agree with a lot what he says. And Charlemagne agrees with a lot what I say and think. He just don't know it. You know, Charlemagne is actually more conservative than he knows, you know. He's actually more conservative than he knows. Yeah, liberals are the only political party that just hate themselves because they sit there and they say all white people are racist and born with white privilege. Excuse me, my father wasn't there when I was born. He committed suicide when I was like 5 years old. Our apartment burnt down a couple weeks before Christmas. That don't sound like fucking privilege to me. I've been through the same struggle everybody else has. My mom was a single parent with three kids, working a 9-to-5 just to put a roof over our head, food in the belly, you know. And that's really all she had time for because she had to work so many hours, you know. I remember a time when I was a kid, my mom literally had to work like 12 hours a day, like 5 days a week, if not more, you know. Nobody does that nowadays. Everybody crying and complaining over 8 hours a day and 5 days a week. I work 7 days a week. But yeah, man, I like Bill Maher. Bill Maher has got bigger balls than anybody. Just because he... See, this is the thing. There's a lot of people that got a platform like Bill Maher. They're just not willing to say what Bill Maher is willing to say. They're not willing to speak the truth. People are scared to speak the truth nowadays because if... You know, you speak the truth, you get basically villainized for it, you know. You get called out like you're the villain for speaking truth and facts because, you know, liberals, they don't care about that. They just care about people's feelings. They don't care about truth or facts. They only care about feelings. I don't care about your feelings. Well, let me take that back. I do care about people's feelings, but not more than the facts or the truth. Truth and the facts to me matter more than a person's feelings because feelings aren't facts. Emotions aren't facts. They're just emotions, and everybody's emotions change. On to the next one.
Girls say things like men are trash, men are the problem, da 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 da. I'm like, okay, you can speak for yourself. Like, the men you pick are the problem. Oh. Because I have 5 really great brothers. I have a really great father. And so if you have an issue with men, like, that's a you problem. And don't put that on me.
I like what she says here. I'm a big brother. And I'm pretty sure my sisters will tell you that I'm a great big brother. I'm always trying to contact them, see how they're doing, and keeping in touch with them. Even though one of them doesn't keep in touch with me as much, they can't deny that I don't do a good job of being a big brother. You know, that I don't care as a big brother. What she's saying is, it's not that all men are trash, it's that these women are making trashy decisions. Just because you make trashy decisions and bad decisions doesn't make all men mad. It just makes you a terrible person at making decisions. You're not responsible for making a good decision. You know? Once again, it sounds like playing the victimhood when you say all men are trash and you don't take no accountability. That you always go after trashy men, that you want a certain kind of man. And when you go after a certain kind of man, you know, like chicks that only date thugs. Well, guess what? Thugs aren't the marrying, settling down type. So that's your fault for only dating thugs. Or you only want to date a man that makes a certain amount of money. Well, guess what? The more money a man makes, the more options he has of having sex with women. So you chose to date a man that could just have sex with as many women as he wants. You know, Ime Udoku. Oh, was that too soon? I don't know. I'm just because from what I've heard that dude just sleeps around with any married woman or any woman that he can. Why he's got a fiance? I mean, so. You chose a man like that. And you're like, all men are trash. But, you know, then you got women always talking about a man has to be a certain height. Well, guess what? All the good men are short as me. I'm going to tell you right now. They all like 5'4", 5'5", because I'm like 5'4 and a half, 5'5". But that's what kills me. You got chicks to be shorter than me. They got to wear heels to be taller than me. And they be like, I can't date you because you're too short. What? Bitch, you shorter than me. Like, what a hypocrite. A chick that gotta wear heels, how about she can't date somebody because they're too short. The only men that are wearing heels is transgender women. You know, so yeah. I agree with her though, man. Like, just because you make bad decisions and make trashy decisions doesn't make all men trashy. But women always have this laundry list of what they want out of a man, or they can only date a certain specific kind of man. Before they even get to know a man, they already got their mind made up. They can only date a certain – he's got to be able to drive a certain kind of car, live in a certain kind of house, or he's got to be a thug or act this way or this way. You know, it's – that's your fault. Let's go. Hold on, the video ain't pulling up. Okay, the video ain't gonna pull up on this. Oh, there it goes, there it goes, there it goes.
Afraid of an uneducated, 125-pound punk like you that's never won a fair fight in your life and holds your gun sideways? Young man, I'll meet you on solid ground anytime.
That was a little stereotype, and hold your gun sideways. Unless he has proof that this, he called his cat out by name, man. And Darius something. Unless he got proof that the kid holds his gun sideways, he might have proof of that. Might have video or something of him doing a shooting, or I don't know. But that is kind of stereotype, because usually you only see like black dudes in the hood holding their gun sideways, but you don't hold your gun sideways when you shoot, which is the most retarded thing. So I hope he's not stereotyping, man. And I hope he has actual proof that this cat shoots with his gun sideways. Let's go.
I'm anywhere, light or heavy, makes no difference to me. You won't walk away. And the convicts in jail, most of those men are good people who just found themselves crossed with the law. They're not evil, and they don't respect you.
I'm going to stop what he just said. I agree with what he said about most people in jail are not generally evil. The evil people are probably the child molesters, the rapists, and the people that have committed like cold-blooded murder. Just cold-blooded murder. Like, you've killed like over, you know, like, if there's a lot of people in jail that had to kill over somewhat self-defense, but they were, it was self-defense, but they were involved in illegal activity. Like, maybe there was a drug sell gone bad, and one guy tried to rob the other guy at the drug sell, and the guy shot the other guy. Because soon somebody pulls a gun on you, you know, if you got a gun, you got all right to pull a gun and shoot. Because anybody knows the first rule of pulling a gun is you pull the trigger. So if somebody pulls a gun on you to rob you, they ain't pulled the trigger. They've already broke the very first rule of pulling a gun. I didn't make the rule. The rule was made up since day one. And before I start this video back up, I would say the laws of nature agree with that. That you pull the gun, you pull the trigger. Let's go. Okay, it doesn't seem like it's playing. Come on.
They'll toss you around like a rag doll. And for those who would use this message as a way to create false racial division in our country, take a close look behind me. Standing next to every cop is a leader of our black community. This is not about race. It's about right versus wrong. One last message to the gremlins. You don't like the things I've told you tonight? I got one thing to say. I'm easy to find.
This is what law and order looks like. This is what law and order looks like. He called dudes out by name. I guess the Gremlins is a really cool name for a gang. I don't know where this is at. And I've actually seen the video blown up. There's actually is a black community leader on every, like, there's a cop, then a black community leader, then a cop, then a black community leader. So, like, see, this is the thing, man. Like, Democrats don't really care about black people. Because if they did, they wouldn't be talking about defunding the police. When they defund the police, I can guarantee they're not defunding the police in the richer neighborhoods, in the more extravagant neighborhoods. Like, for example, where I live in Fayetteville, North Carolina, I live close to downtown. But before you go through downtown, you go through historical Haymont is what they call it. It's one of the richest parts of Fayetteville. It's the only part of Fayetteville that I know that cops ride bikes. You know, cops are riding bikes. And yeah, it's close to downtown, so they don't got too far to ride bikes. But still, they're not riding. I've never seen them riding bikes on the other side of the police station, which is no rich neighborhoods over there, just straight ghetto streets and all that. So this defund the police, it's only going to always affect black communities more than anything, or urban communities more than anything. The poor neighborhoods, projects, the low income housing, the trailer parks typically bring, not so good elements, because I lived in a trailer park for many years and it didn't bring, you know, we had a lot of knuckleheads in the trailer park. A lot of thugs, dope dealers, killers, armed robbers. I done seen dudes get robbed at the corner of my street in the trailer park, stripped down to their boxers before. yeah, like this is what real law and order looks like. And from what I heard, this was supposed to be a campaign, right? This was supposed to be a campaign to scare the shit out of these dudes, and apparently get them turn themselves in. From what I heard, most of the dudes from this gang turned themselves in. This was a very successful campaign. Like it's a show of force. And that's what law and order is supposed to be, a show of force. Because, like, if people see the more cops people see, the less crime they're going to commit. I'm telling you right now. But Democrats will have you believe less cops lead to less crime when it's complete horseshit and bullshit. Less cops lead to more crime, you know, because Democrats are so... They have no I really think these morons have no common sense. They don't understand that most crimes that are committed with guns are committed with illegal guns, stolen guns. The average person who has a gun legally isn't taking their legal gun and going out and committing crimes with it. So if you take away they want to take away the cops, they want to take away the guns, they would have you fend your life with a butt knife or a steak knife, or have us go back to bow and arrow and have to fight with swords and bow and arrow. Like, come on, man. Like, we're not going back. Like, y'all would rather us go back to the medieval times. Y'all really would. Y'all would rather us go back to the medieval times. Because if you get take away cops and guns, it won't even be medieval. It will all be victims, like I said. We'll all be victims. You wouldn't have to worry about nobody playing the victim role, playing victimhood, you know, because we'll all be victims. Because all the criminals will be looking at each other for their illegal guns coming to rob us as soon as you take, they'd be like, oh, the next day after you take away everybody's legal guns, the criminals will be robbing everybody left and right. I don't need Nostradamus to predict that. I don't need a fortune teller. We don't need a rocket scientist. Just need a person who has common freaking sense. And I'm starting to think like these politicians, especially on the far left, have no common sense. Because they think less cops means less crime. They think taking away guns legally means less school shootings and less shootings, period. Bullshit. bullshit. It means more victims and criminals running wild, running rampant. It'll look like Gotham City and Batman. It'll look like that. That's what it'll look like. On a matter of fact, it'll look like the Dark Knight Rises. When the criminals were just taking over the whole damn city. That's what Democrats would have want for us. That's exactly what Democrats want for us, because that's what their agenda leads to. Criminals taking over our cities. Not honest, decent human beings, but criminals, dishonest human beings. You know? So, that they might need to do more campaigns like that. I mean, because he didn't do nothing but shoot a video and show a force and let these dudes know that he ain't playing, that he's about to clean these streets. It clearly showed you can't make it a racial black and white issue, because all the leaders of the black community are behind him. Because even leaders, you know, even the black community doesn't want to be victims of some gang like the Gremlins. Matter of fact, a gang with the name Gremlins, I could best believe that these dudes ain't no nice gang. They're not helping out nothing in the community. They're taking. They're pillaging. So I saw this one on Joe Rogan, and they were reacting to it. I mean, this is what Law and Order is. And Bill Maher, big up to him. I want to say the chick that I watched in the middle, I want to say her name was Pearly Insights. And I totally agree with her. And we need more women like her. So let me leave you off with a word from one of our sponsors.
Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard the beautiful lady. Check us out. Promopalace.biz. One stop shop for all market promotions. We don't just promote musicians. We can promote brands and services as well. Peace. See you there.